Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. During the October 2013 semi-annual general conference held in downtown Salt Lake City, there was a bit of a controversy. Not only were there some talks that certainly raised some eyebrows, there was also some things going on that probably most people living outside of Utah would not even know. If you're not living here, there's probably a lot of things that fail to get reported, at least loud enough and long enough for most people to catch on. But it certainly caught the attention of our local media. And that was, according to the Salt Lake Tribune, which is October 7th, 2013, the headline read, "Mormon Women Shut Out of All-Male Priesthood Meeting." Now, what was that all about, Eric?
Well, there was a group of women who considered themselves to be feminists, and they wanted to show that there is a desire for women to hold the priesthood in the Mormon church.
So they wanted to go to what is normally a meeting held for young Mormon males, Aaronic priesthood holders and such, as well as adult males in the Mormon church. How does the article start off? Let's look at what it actually says, and then we'll kind of dissect it.
It says it was a powerful image, just as the ordained women group intended, on Salt Lake City's Temple Square. As 130 women stood outside the tabernacle on Saturday afternoon, rejected in their bid to secure tickets for the all-male priesthood session in the nearby conference center, dozens of boys and men streamed inside to pick up last-minute tickets to the meeting.
Somebody doesn't understand, these tickets are not for sale. They don't charge for these tickets, but they have to have this kind of a system because there's only so much room in the conference center.
And they distribute the tickets beforehand, but not everybody who has been given a ticket's going to go. So there's a waiting line inside of Temple Square across the street, and you queue up there, you wait your turn, and once they've determined how many seats are available, they'll bring those people across the street and put them into seats. And then it continues. This is Julia Murphy of Heidelberg, Germany, said it felt like they are more important, referring to the men.
The men, in her opinion, she says that she feels that the men or the young men that were there are more important, no doubt, than she and other female members of the Mormon church. It says that this Murphy lady traveled from Europe to join other women and a couple of dozen men in the Ordain Women movement, which is pressing for the Utah-based Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to extend the priesthood to women. Only worthy males 12 or older are ordained in the faith.
Priesthoods. The first would be the Aaronic priesthood. A 12-year-old boy could receive.
Yeah, they would say that's the lesser priesthood of a grander priesthood. The lesser, of course, would be Aaronic.
And then we have the Melchizedek at 18, the priesthood that's the greater of the two. And the two together give the man authority to be able to do ordinances and baptisms and to basically hold the keys to salvation in the end.
Well, let me just read from Mormon.org in case you're wondering, well, what is this priesthood really all about? What is the controversy? Within Christianity, we have what's called the royal priesthood. It is given to both male and women believers in the Christian faith. But in Mormonism, it's much more specific than that. In fact, if you were to even wonder what is the priesthood all about and you ask that question, Google that question, you might come across this article, as I did, on Mormon.org. And basically, it asks the question, what is the priesthood? And here's the answer. The priesthood is the authority to act in God's name.
Mm-hmm.
That's it in a nutshell. The priesthood is the authority to act in God's name. And that's one reason why Mormonism holds to this position that the Christian church went through what they call a complete apostasy. They would say that this authority that was once a part of the early Christian church was lost through unbelief. and it needed to be restored. It wasn't just some doctrinal issues. It was the authority issue. So they would look upon all our Christian pastors as not having any of the proper authority to administer, for instance, the Lord's Supper or to administer baptism or any of those things. Now, it goes on in this article to say the same priesthood authority that existed in the original church, established by Jesus Christ, exists in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, we would certainly question that, because when we look at the way the Mormon Church structures its priesthood, it's really not the same as what we find in the New Testament. So that's an assumption. It's an argument from silence. For instance, I challenge any Latter-day Saint to show me specifically in the New Testament where Peter, James, or John held what's known as the Melchizedek priesthood. For as important as that office is when it comes to authority, we don't find them specifically having it. We don't find anybody in the New Testament having specifically this Melchizedek priesthood authority. Now, we find in the book of Hebrews, where it talks about Jesus, who is a priest after the order of Melchizedek, and that's probably the closest you're ever going to find those two words coming together, Melchizedek and priesthood. But even then, it's attributed to Jesus.
Only.
And Jesus only. We don't find it being an office that was disseminated to every male believer who was qualified in the New Testament church. You just don't find it.
Well, and as far as the Aaronic priesthood goes, you had to come from the tribe of Levi, and those men were supposedly, well, not supposedly, they were specifically ordained to do sacrifices in the temple and take care of the temple. As Christians, we believe that Jesus' resurrection no longer makes that valid.
Well, here's the thing. When you go on in this article on Mormon.org, it says, all male members of the church who are prepared receive the priesthood in order to help lead the church and serve Heavenly Father's children. A man with the priesthood might serve in some of the following ways. And this is just a real quick set of bullet points here. One, leading congregations of the church. Now, I have to assume if these women want to have the Mormon priesthood, that perhaps they want to lead congregations in the church. Now, that's primarily set apart for men like the bishops and stake presidents and people like that. Also, it says performing the ordinances of the church, such as baptism. So I'm assuming that these women want to also be able to baptize in the Mormon church. Also, blessing those who are sick. And we know that in Mormonism, they have what they call a priesthood blessing. When someone is sick, they'll call these elders of the church to come and pray for them. It's not all that different than what we believe as Christians, because certainly we are admonished to call for the elders of the church and to pray for people that are sick. But we certainly do not exclude the women from praying along those lines. Women can approach God and hope to have their prayers answered, a woman believer, just as much as a male hopes to approach God and have his prayers answered also. But here in Mormonism, it specifically says, blessing those who are sick. God expects, this is another point, those who hold this sacred priesthood authority to follow the example of Jesus Christ and serve with love, gentleness, and kindness. So we have to ask, what is it specifically that some of these women are looking for? And we have to assume, if this is one of the primary functions of the Mormon priesthood, that these are on that list. Now, of course, they were not allowed in. They were prevented from going in, as the article goes on to say.
Kate Kelly, one of Ordained Women's founders, said the group appreciated the comments of Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the governing First Presidency, earlier in the day, extending a welcome to those who have left the church or find some of its teachings difficult. Quote, "We are thankful there is room for us, and we hope there would be room in the priesthood meeting too," said Kelly, an active Mormon and a human rights attorney in Washington, D.C. "As we have demonstrated, there are hundreds of women in the church who support ordination."
Okay, hundreds of women in the LDS Church that support ordination, compared to how many women in the church who do not support ordination? In other words, is this another thing where the amount of people in favor of a certain issue should have the power to change things? Now, I'm an outsider looking in, folks, But I've got to tell you something. You can probably tell from the way I'm approaching this. I am kind of siding with the Mormon Church on this one, because the Mormon Church has established itself in this particular way when it comes to leadership roles. They will point to their written scripture as their proof, and they will also point to their revelatory scripture as their proof. So I guess, Eric, what I'm trying to get across here is the struggle I'm having as an outsider looking at all this controversy is, it seems to me that a lot of the women who want to change that structure and want to have this priesthood tend to show a disrespect for how that priesthood operates by the very fact that they are wanting it changed. Now, they would probably argue that that's not the case, but that's how it's coming across.
Well, and she mentioned hundreds of women. There are, 7 to 8 million women in the church today throughout the world. But I think you have an article from Pew that explains that it's very popular for the view that the church has and not the view that these women have.
Oh, yeah. There was an article October 8th, 2013, Pew Research Center. The big majority of Mormons, including women, oppose women in priesthood. But not only that, in this same article that we're looking at, Eric, we have Ruth Todd, who was an LDS Church spokeswoman. She spoke to a bunch of the women that were wanting to get inside there. And she said in a statement to reporters, Todd noted that millions of Mormon women do not share the views of those who want ordination. So here we have a group of women who want to change the system that has been virtually written in stone, but they don't look at it that way. They don't see it being written in stone. In fact, they're going to cite another example in Mormon history that we want to talk about tomorrow. And that is how the Mormon Church, for much of its history, was very firm in never allowing those of African heritage from holding the priesthood. They were always prevented from holding the priesthood until 1978, when the Mormon Church changed that policy. They're going to cite that example in history, and this is, I think, what gives them this encouragement to continue in emphasizing to the public and to other Mormon members that this is a doctrine in Mormonism that needs to be changed.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. On Tuesday and Wednesday, October 29th and 30th, the Compassionate Boldness Symposium Part 2 will be taking place at Shadow Mountain Church in West Jordan beginning at 7 p.m. MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will lay out the teachings of Mormonism and show the differences with biblical Christianity. Make plans to come on October 29th and 30th at Shadow Mountain Church, located at 9324 South Holly Park Road in West Jordan. That's Holly, H-A-W-L-E-Y. Come and be informed. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org.